Our story today, thinking back on the Super Bowl, called Brock Purdy's Victory. It's from Amanda Goodman. It wasn't about Taylor Swift being at the game. It wasn't about Usher's halftime show. It was about this guy. I looked at my son last night and said, "Do you understand what that guy has done?" When he was in high school, some college coaches said he was below average in height. His arm strength and accuracy were meh. He was dead last in the NFL draft, getting dubbed Mr. Irrelevant. The lowest paid among starting NFL quarterbacks. Last year, he took his team to the NFC Championship, which they probably would have won had he not gotten hurt. This year, playing in the Super Bowl. This is why you never let anyone define you. This is why you never give up. This is why, when God is for us, no one can be against us. Thank you, Brock, for being such a role model. Not with your words, but with your actions. Thank you for showing all of us that others' opinions are just noise. Thank you for being steadfast in your belief that even when things aren't going our way, God is good all the time. You won the night, number 13. You won just by being out there. 1 Samuel 16:7. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not judge from his appearance or from his lofty stature, because I have rejected him. God does not see as a mortal who sees the appearance. The Lord looks into the heart." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.